This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Kior. Today I'm speaking with Jay O'Brien. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Jay, how are you involved with digital asset management?
So in my role at the Baltimore Ravens, I'm the director of broadcasting and stadium productions. I kind of fell into the digital asset management role here. I started 11 years ago here as an intern, just logging tape, doing tape-to-tape editing and logging tape in, I think it was Avid Media Logger. So I got very good at digital asset management in terms of typing out every single play of every single Ravens game. And that's how I became a stickler for asset management and also became a football fan. I say I kind of fell into it because digital asset management, as I've advanced through the Ravens and now am in charge of the broadcasting department, we were faced with a situation where we basically had to make a move. The previous system we were on was at its end of life. And it was, of course, going to be a big investment to upgrade. So I took on basically the role of learning as much as I could about all the new asset management systems that were out there. It's pretty exciting. It's not something I thought I would be interested in, but I've been working with some great people at other teams and with our consultant group that we used to implement this new system that we're on. You know, I've really learned a lot, and there's some great people in the field like yourself who've been very, I guess, instrumental in helping me learn as much as I can about this. And now I wouldn't in any respect call myself an expert. I'm an intermediate novice in this whole thing, and we're learning more about it every day. You know, our primary objective here is to create great content. And when we made this change, it was, I guess, more involved in automating our digital asset management, helped us to get away from the tedious typing out every player's name and to actually editing content.
How does a football team use digital asset management?
Well, it's pretty interesting. For an NFL team, there's actually two different video departments that are using digital asset management for two completely different purposes. So we have a coaching video department, which is using digital asset management to record every play from practice and every play from the game so that our coaches can then go through to analyze the plays for teaching and to get ready for future opponents and that type of thing. What my department does is more on the entertainment side. We create television shows that air in our local market here in Baltimore and Washington, D.C., and also on our team's website and mobile app and iPad app and all that kind of good stuff. And then we also create all the entertainment at our home games on our big screens and on our ancillary video boards. So what we're using digital asset management for is to capture all of the footage that we shoot at practice, at games, off the field with our players doing work in the community and that sort of thing. And we're using digital asset management to capture and tag all of that media so that it's very easily searchable for us. You don't know that you need a shot until you need a shot. We were working on a feature this past season about our old national anthem singer who sang national anthem for, I think, the first 18 years of our franchise. And we had logged the first game that he sang the national anthem. So while you're logging and tagging that asset, you're probably thinking to yourself, when am I ever going to need this? But you eventually do. So I'm sure that the people that are for us that are doing a lot of the logging sometimes are thinking, wow, well, they're never going to use this clip. But surprisingly, we often do. You know, with a team that's now in our 20th season of existence, like the Baltimore Ravens, we're getting to the point now where we're doing a lot of look backs in a moment in time of the most famous plays and players in our history. And without a robust digital asset management system, we wouldn't be able to create the content in the quality that our fans demand.
Jay, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
For us, the biggest challenge is, you know, with this new system that we have, we're utilizing the Levels Beyond Reach engine. But it gives you the chance to create as many metadata fields and as many metadata keywords as you want. So that's the challenge and the success of the new system, because you want to be able to search by all sorts of different tags, but you also don't want to create too many that you get bogged down with it, or that the tagging process takes such a long time that it becomes, you know, not very worthwhile. So that was our big challenge with this new system. Now, going back in time, before you were able to tag metadata using drop-down menus and things like that, everything was manual, so you were typing everything out, or at least we were. So, for example, we had someone logging for us back 10 years ago who spelt a certain player's name wrong for the entire season, and nobody caught it. So that's a big challenge, because then when we're searching for that player's name and we're thinking, we know this player had good plays during the year, why aren't any of them showing up in our asset manager? And it was all just because of a misspelling. So that's a challenge that we've certainly overcome now with this new system, where we can easily load an Excel roster of our players, and then you type in the first letter or two letters of the player's name, and you move on. So this new system has saved us a lot of time. But at the same time, I think when we were first establishing the system and determining what fields and what keywords we wanted, I think at first we may have gotten too overly ambitious of creating so many different fields that it was taking longer for the first few weeks of our season to log our games, and not less time, which is what we anticipated going into the season. But, you know, we were logging everything from what color jerseys our players were wearing, what the weather was like. So it's really just trying to be ambitious without being overly so, where it's really costing you time and not saving you time.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
When we went through the process of choosing a new asset manager, we demoed as many of the new systems as we could. And we also spoke with, in our case, other football teams that we knew had made this transition to a new system, or teams that we knew were as robust as we are in terms of the amount of content we produce. So reach out to other people. Demoing is great, and that was certainly helpful for us to demo every system we could. But then it was equally important for us to talk to people who have actually used the system specific to our needs. We talked to some people who were using the system we went with and other systems, but whose objectives are different than ours. So what system may work for a sports team may not work for somebody who's doing, say, news programming or something like that. So reach out to as many people as you can who you think would be using the system for similar purposes. And then in our case, we leaned heavily on our consultant and integrator during the project to have them connect us to other sports leagues and organizations who we knew would be using the system for somewhat similar purposes. And then, as I said before, as much as you can, figure out in advance what type of fields and keywords you would like to use, and have that all laid out. In our circumstance, we're still evolving, and we're still adding metadata fields and keywords, and we're removing some too. And so don't be afraid to do that and say, you know what, this one is kind of unimportant. We don't really need this. So those would be my two pieces of advice, but it's certainly a learning experience. You know, now this will be our sixth game of the season coming up, and I think just now we're starting to get really into a flow and using the system in the way that is most beneficial to us.
Well, thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Anytime.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. For this and 170 other podcast episodes, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to reach out to me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.